This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's leader made a desperate plea via video call to American lawmakers on Saturday. He asked for the United States to help get more warplanes to his military and cut off Russian oil imports as Kyiv tries to stave off the Russian invasion. Zelensky opened the private call with U.S. lawmakers by telling them this may be the last time they see him alive. He's remained in Kyiv, the capital, which is threatened by a vast Russian armored column to the north. Appearing in his trademark army green shirt in front of an image of the Ukrainian flag, he told them Ukraine needs to secure its skies, either through a no-fly zone enforced by NATO or through the provision of more warplanes so Ukraine could better defend itself. Zelensky has been pleading for a no-fly zone, but NATO has refused, saying it could provoke a widespread war with Russia. The hour-long exchange with some 300 members of U.S. Congress and their staffs came as Russian troops continue to shell encircled cities, and the number of Ukrainians who have fled the country grew to 1.4 million. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Zelensky wants the U.S. to facilitate the transfer of planes from Eastern European allies. The U.S. is considering sending American-made F-16s to former Soviet bloc countries that are now members of NATO. They, in turn, would send Ukraine their own Soviet-era MiGs, which Ukrainian pilots are trained to fly. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in European cities Saturday to demonstrate support for Ukraine and call for an end to the Russian invasion of that country. People gathered in Paris, Zurich, in London, and in Rome and Zagreb, the Croatian capital. This is VOA News. A ceasefire has failed to protect residents of Ukraine's besieged port city of Mariupol, which has come under intense shelling. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
AP reporters on the ground witnessed a huge plume of smoke encompassing the city from a burning supermarket damaged by shelling. Locals scrambled home from the supermarket carrying whatever produce they could get their hands on. Some pushing shopping trolleys, and one man stacked boxes of goods on an office chair as he hurriedly darted through the shelling, dropping the boxes on the way. Getting food in Mariupol has proved a dangerous task, and even when they manage to get to the shops, getting something to eat isn't guaranteed, as local resident Irina explained. We don't have food supplies. People are taking everything. Shops are empty. I'm Karen Chamas.
Women's basketball all-star Brittany Griner was arrested last month at a Moscow airport after Russian authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges. The Russian Customs Service said Saturday that the cartridges were identified as containing oil derived from cannabis, which could carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. The Customs Service identified the person arrested as a player for the U.S. women's team. The Russian media reported the player was Griner. Her agent, Lindsay Kagawakolas, did not dispute those reports. The State Department has urged all Americans in Russia to depart immediately. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan rose to 62 overnight, as police said on Saturday that they would try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Police also released CCTV footage of Friday's attack, showing a man dressed in a traditional tunic shoot two policemen as he entered the mosque in Peshawar. He then detonated a suicide vest packed with ball bearings that ripped through the building, which was crowded with people as Friday prayers were about to start. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the deadliest since July 2018, when a blast at an election rally killed 149 people and was also claimed by the local chapter of the Islamic State group. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday visited a welcome center set up by Polish authorities in what once was a shopping mall in a town close to the border with Ukraine, where roughly 3,000 refugees are now taking shelter after the Russian invasion of their homeland. America's top diplomat heard some of their harrowing tales from mothers and children. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.